This reading is called Every Third Tuesday. It's by Joanna Fontaine Crawford. Every third Tuesday, I am a Buddhist. I empty my mind and lighten my heart and try to let go of attachments. Every other Friday, I'm a Christian. I look for the least of these and try to love God and my neighbor. The full moon of the month finds me Wiccan. I honor the dual nature of God and find my rhythm as maiden, mother, or crone. On the 15th of the month, I'm a humanist. I respect science, integrity of fellow humans, and all that we have learned and have made. Every fourth Wednesday, I am Hindu. I take a breath and understand that what is unfinished now will remain for me to continue the next life. On alternate Fridays, I am Jewish. Yavarke kai Adonai Yavish Kimiraka. I tell my children, softly touching their heads. And on Thursdays and Mondays and Saturdays and Sundays and all the other days in between, find me reading or listening or watching philosophers, Muslims, Mormons, Baha'i, and more as they fill my heart and touch my soul. And yet, the one thing that none of these provide to me is the certitude that they are the one. They lend me wisdom, sing to my heart, cause me to question, help me find answers, make me more me. And at the end of the day, every day, I am Unitarian Universalist, in parcel and pledge, and with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength, I honor this faith. I hold it close as it lets me run free. Let us sit in a minute of silence to let those words settle. Is it when we become a member of a congregation? Or can we become members of a congregation and not ever feel that we are Unitarian, or as many of us name us through North America, Unitarian Universalist? I began wondering about this when I went to Nelson, BC, in the interior to help create a ritual for their emerging congregation. They were already a community made up of self-identifying Unitarians and many non-Unitarians, because they had existed as a community for 35 years already. But now they had wanted to be intentional in becoming a publicly identified Unitarian congregation. And I was asked to create a ceremony to establish this new identity. And because they were a mixed group, I began with a ritual of becoming Unitarian, and then adding a ritual for becoming a Unitarian congregation. Because I kind of thought you had to become a Unitarian before you could become a part of a Unitarian congregation. And that was my very first experience in being asked to create a ritual to become a Unitarian, because 99% of Unitarians become so through membership in a congregation or a continental group. Yet I know some who would say that they feel more identified with a particular congregation or community more than as an identification of being a Unitarian. Even my own daughter, who was raised as a Unitarian, had some doubts about being a Unitarian. I asked Casey yesterday if she had ever had a moment when she knew she was Unitarian. And she replied, "I've always known I belonged. I knew I was claimed. And I know that these are my people. I have never, ever doubted that. Unitarianism is my spiritual resting place, my touchstone. But you know, sometimes I still have doubts if I'm Unitarian spiritually." On the other hand, I know people who, after reading the Seven Principles just once, have said, "Oh, I'm definitely Unitarian," and they've never looked back. You know, my own conversion experience is quite unusual. It's a story I tell at our Getting to Know You groups, so some of you who have become members since I've been here have heard this story. But some of you that have not, have not. So I was about 20. I'd been on a spiritual quest for a number of years. And I ramped it up a bit. I decided that I really needed to figure out what it meant to be a spiritual person. And I figured at that time the way to do that was to begin listening to my intuition. So I had intuitive Sundays where I would go to a park in Vancouver. I would sit under a grove of trees or within a grove of trees until I felt connected to the trees and the universe and connected to my intuition. And then I would go for a walk, and I just listened to my intuition. And sometimes it said, you know, go down here, or stick your thumb out here, and go for, you know, pick up a ride and have a conversation. I had a wonderful day, many days, getting to know people, but mostly listening and strengthening my connection to this inner voice, this inner intuition. And one day I'm walking down 49th and Oak, and my inner voice, you know where I'm going, my inner voice, my intuition said, "There's a door open in that building, go through it." So I went in. It was a Sunday morning. There was a bunch of people in this great, beautiful space. Somebody was talking at the front. I was like moved by the beauty of the building, and I don't remember what the words were, but the words also felt like they had a balance between heart and mind. I sat at the back in the corner. And I had a moment where my heart just cracked open. And I started weeping, like now. And I had this, not just a feeling, but this knowing, deep, deep knowing that I had found my spiritual home. And then I had to figure out who these people were. It's a very unusual way to find the Unitarians. But at the core of people showing up at our door, finding us online, at the core is a search, usually. Searching for something. Sometimes the search is a considered and thoughtful exploration for a community that expresses values and actions that align with one's own. Sometimes the search shows up as a loneliness, sometimes as a restlessness, sometimes as a deep emptiness that doesn't get filled by doing anything. Sometimes people find their way to these doors through a deep yearning for something, some with barely the ability to articulate that the source and goal of that yearning. Some find us and stay because they found a community in which they can contribute, a community to teach their children liberal values, respect, kindness, caring for others, a community that embraces them and draws them in. Some stay because they find that we walk our talk, we put into action our principles, and that finds us in the public sphere, giving our time to causes and groups that align with our values, like the food bank, Planned Parenthood, anti-racism, multicultural, multi-faith climate action groups. There are times in our life when we each need a religion and its people to hold us. Times of despair, pain, grief, illness, lostness. There are times in our life when we each need a religion and its people to encourage our search and give us freedom to find our own path. When sometimes we need a push to get out of the thoughts and habits of behavior that no longer serve us or our community or the earth. Sometimes we need our religion to help us live into uncomfortableness. I believe Unitarianism offers both the holding and the freedom. But the religion is only as strong in holding and in giving freedom as the people of the community are able to embody the principles and the sources. So it is the responsibility that each person here shares to live the principles and use the sources with intention and accountability. And we try and we fail at it. Remember the song we sang at our introduction, "Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving. Ours is no caravan of despair. Come, yet again, come. We've broken our vows 1,000 times. We've broken our vows 1,000 times. Come, come. Come, come." This is a covenantal religion. We covenant or promise to live into the principles, to respect every person, to acknowledge the dignity of every person, to encourage spiritual growth, to uphold equality, to protect the web of life. This is what we covenant to do by becoming Unitarians. Are we always successful? No, of course we're not. We fail at it every day. We don't live up to the ideal. These are huge ideals, huge, bold values. Each one of us will break our covenant at some point. There might be words you speak, a joke you make, that undermines the covenant to respect each person, that undermines the covenant to encourage spiritual growth, or any of the principles. You will break that covenant. We will break that covenant because we are still learning. We are still growing in awareness. You're not off the hook, though, if you do break the covenant. The living tradition, it's a term we use, means more than having new ideas. It also means we are always practicing living, getting better at it. We are always practicing to live the principles, getting better every day. So when you break the covenant, you take responsibility for it, for your words, for your actions, by acknowledging and naming what that break was. If there's a single person affected, then you apologize directly to that person. You re-covenant with them. And you continue the process. If the break is to a group of persons, an identity group, taking responsibility, becoming accountable for your thoughts and actions might have to be done in your own heart. My point is this religion requires practice. We are practicing being Unitarian. Maybe we're always becoming Unitarian. Perhaps no one is ever Unitarian in terms of a noun. Perhaps it's more accurate to say that we are ever becoming Unitarian as a verb. we are all Unitarian-ing. New word, Unitarian-ing. Hard to say. Either way, this religion requires commitment. We need strength and some fire in our bellies if we are going to live those amazing principles and make our own lives and the lives of all we know, the earth herself, better.